Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of Safek Birchas Hanenin, and we saw the yisod of the Maharshan Rabbi Akiva Eiger, as we explained it, that there's no iser bifnei atzmo on the food, but rather the iser is the lack of bracha. And the moment you have to make the bracha, or you're not sure if you made the bracha, then that would obligate you to make the bracha in order for you to be able to eat the food. So otherwise the food is aser. And again, not an independent iser on the food, but an iser of a lack of bracha, of eating with a lack of bracha, that's the iser. Heyader ha-bracha. And since it's this bracha is now coming and it's being matir, it's coming to permit the hana, otherwise it would be asir b'hana, and you're mesubah if you made the bracha, so you can make the bracha, it's alavatala, it's not a wasted bracha, it's not for naught, because you have to make it. Because we say safek brachas lakula, but we say that mitzvahs derabbanan lechumra. And so here it should be safek brachas, but we get out of the safek brachas problem, because of la sisa. But birchas hananin is different, because it's built on the iser to be nana, that you're not allowed to be nana without this bracha. This bracha is required. So it's not just a mitzvah, but it's a din ma'akev for iser hana be'hadran. This bracha is totally necessary. The bracha is critical, and therefore, since it's coming to as a rishus that allows you to eat this food, and without it you wouldn't be allowed to eat the food, and now you have a safek whether or not you made the bracha, we don't say safek brachas l'hakol. Why? Because you say safek brachas l'hakol, it's worried about a bracha l'vatala. But this bracha is in l'vatala, because you might need this bracha, because this bracha is an obligatory bracha. And therefore, we go back to the din of other mitzvahs d'rabbanan, that's tzveik and l'chumra. And tzveik d'rabbanan l'kula is only on safek yisurim. And then we say that, but since it's a safek d'rabbanan, there's no isurim, we may go l'kula. But here, there's no isur bifnei atzma on the food. So we can't say tzveik d'rabbanan l'kula, that there's no isur. Because it's only a safek d'rabbanan, because there is no isur on the food, but rather it's a requirement to make a bracha. The bracha is a din ma'akev, an isur hana without the bracha. So mela, since the bracha is necessary, it's not going to be a bracha levatala. Mela, we go back to the din of sveg and l'chumra. That is the yisod tamsis hadvarim that we said b'siyata d'shmai in the previous shir. Again, we based ourselves on the chidushim of Hagon Reb Baruch Mordechai Zerachi Shlita, and we're going to continue on that derech. In Pesachim Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, there's a machlokas Maharshal Maharsha. The Maharshal holds that the kula lachzor b'levarech is included in koch deheterah. That this kula, that you can go back and make a bracha, is included in the koch heter. It's a special heter to make the bracha. The Maharshal holds that the nenin is not included in brachos einan ma'akvos. It's normally brachos einan ma'akvos, but the nenin, when somebody wants to be nene, that's not included in brachos einan ma'akvos. Here the bracha is ma'akiv, since you're not allowed to be nene without a bracha. The Maharshan Rabbi Akiva Eiger, they don't even say sveka di sura. They talk about brachos ma'akvos so einan ma'akvos v'dope, because that's the whole vort here. The whole vort, the focus here is on the bracha, the obligation to make the bracha, not on the iser on the food. So based on what we explained, hey, madvarim, it's exactly what we're saying. If we hold that the Isser to be Nen is an Isser Bifnei Atzmon, the Bracha is just a matir for this Isser, as Vaday She Isser Hayanichlal Bechlal Safik Durabanan Lakula. So we should be Mekel on the Safik Durabanan. And Memela, we shouldn't need the matir of the Bracha. Vihi Shita Samar Shal. And that's what the Maharshal says, that you have a heter to make a bracha. You don't need it. But we'll make it on you, and we say, okay, if you want, you can make the bracha. And eat. Because you're now allowed to be nene, and you want to be nene, so we'll be mekel, and we'll allow you to make the bracha in order to be nene. Because otherwise, you shouldn't really need this kula. Because the Isser is included in Sveka Durabban and the kula. So you don't really need the matir of the bracha. So the kula, lachzor levarach, is included in Kochdet Teira. That we could be matir something which should normally be Asser, but we're still matir it. In order to be allowed to get the hana with the bracha. But in theory, it should be mutter even without the bracha, because we say sveka derabanan lekula. This suffik isser, there's an suffik isser on the food, so you should be allowed to be nene without even making a bracha. It's only a suffik isser, and sveka derabanan lekula, so you'll be meka without a bracha. You shouldn't need the matir of the bracha. There's a special heter that you can still go ahead and make a bracha if you want. That's the Maharshal. The Maharsha was Mechadesh, no, that the din of Brachas Makvos is, that's the Me'ila, that's the Kotche Shemayim. In other words, not the Isser Mitzad Atzma, but rather the Isser without a Bracha. So it's correct that that's not an Isser that's Chala Mechevtze Mitzad Atzma. But this din of Brachas Makvos is Motzi Birchas Hanenin Mechal Safik Brachas Lehakal. Because that was only said by Safik Mitzvah HaBrachos. And it takes it out of the klal of Safik Brachos Lahakal, puts it back in the klal of Safik Mitzvah Lahachmir, because this bracha is Ma'akev. There's a mitzvah you have to do. What about the bracha Levatala? It's not going to be Levatala. Because this bracha is required. So if the bracha is required and you're not sure if you did this mitzvah of making the bracha, so it's not levatala to go ahead and make the bracha. So the Maharshal, that's the sheet of the Maharshal that we explained in the previous shir. Nenin is included in bracha seinu makvos, because you're not allowed to be nenin without a bracha. So here the bracha is makif, here the bracha is necessary. It's not a special kochadeh teira to allow you to make the bracha. You're obligated to make the bracha. Because here we go back to the klal of Safik Mitzvah Lahachmir. Yisod Nosaf, we find, from what they ask on Rashi, Yitzayin Amid Beis, who explains that Onan, Eino Mavarech, person's an Onan, his relative died before the Kvura. Most relatives died before the Kvura. But his relative died, and they hadn't yet buried their relatives, and now he's in a state of aninus. Eino mevarich. Ma kavana eino mevarich? Eino tzarech levarich. He doesn't have to. So he can eat without a bracha. And it's mashu from other Tiburi Rashi and other Rishonim. And on this, they ask, the Isser lehanos and ma, where did it go? There's an Isser of Me'ila. Well, what do you mean an onen isn't making a bracha? How does an onen eating without a bracha? It's Me'ila. Imanoshach, either make the bracha or don't eat. Where did the Isser Me'ila go? Based on what we said, it's Gevaldik. That since the Chiyuv bracha is included in the Isser, since the Chiyuv bracha is included in the Isser, meaning that the lack of the kiyum of choyves habracha is the isser of ma'al, therefore it's pashit that an onen that doesn't have a chi of bracha, memele, there's no me'ila. There can only be me'ila if there's a chi of bracha. No chi of bracha, no me'ila. Lamed hayom at base. Call an animal has a well bracha, kilu gozal, kodesh bracha, kinesis sura. Rashi says, es bir chaso. What is he stealing the bracha? Why does it Rashi say that he's stealing the hanal? So it's muchach from this. That even what it says earlier, mal, kachi shemayim, what's the me'ila? The me'ila in kachi shemayim, that you're being nana, it's me'ila, and you're being nana with kachi shemayim, is because you didn't make the bracha. That's the stealing that's going on over here. It's that lack of bracha, it's being nana with that lack of bracha, because the bracha is the lack of bracha is the iser. Not the food bifnei atzma, is the iser. And then the bracha comes along and is matir that iser. But there's a chiyuv bracha to eat this food, and if a person doesn't make that bracha, he's stealing, and he's nana from the food, he's stealing the bracha. However, the Rash into my parak Aleph Mishnah Dalet explains onein ve'ein mevarchem alav. What does that mean? Ein mevarchem alav lahotzi acherim. In other words, he's not a bar chiyuva, and Mameli has no din motzi. So, in other words, he himself is chayv v'virchas hananin. He just can't be motzi others. And others as well. Shibole Aleket, Kolbo, Orchas Chaim, others, they say that an Oni is not Pesachim Rebrechas Hananin. So that's all B'shitas HaMaharshal. Because the Maharshal holds, as we explained, that there's an Isser on the food. And if there's an Isser on the food, then what does it help that he's an Oni? So Mimela, you can't say that he's Patur Mibirchas Hananin. But the Maharsha and the Rebbe Kiveger and Rashi also holds that no, the issue is in the lack of bracha, and he's not chayv in the bracha, Mimela, there's no issue on the food. Okay, so Mirtz Hashem, Birtzos Hashem Darkenu, in the next shir, I hope Hashem should give us the koach and the moch and the simchas chayim, we still have to be miyashev kasha we asked in the first year about ha'etz being motzi ha'gofen, and we have a beautiful Rabbeinu Yonah to see, and we have mamish pilei plos. So b'ritzos Hashem darkenu, I hope that Hashem should give us the koch and the moch and the simchas chaim, and the next year we will continue seeing niflaot mitorat Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.